Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you all the good, is gracing you so much with his wonders in a mighty way. And of course, thank you so much to Johan Elsman. Continue to be the ambassador of goodwill. Thank you very much. And of course, we are going to be going on up to 9 o'clock. From there, it is Men's Dialogue. And you must please prepare yourself for Dr. Mbongo. He will be touching base then, addressing men, especially young men. He'll be touching the issues that pertain to young men. So even though we've given him little time, and I regret why I gave him so little a time, but he will be touching base with us then. Professor, thank you so much. Now, we are talking to Professor Buyisondezi in Johannesburg from UJ and also Parukia in Cape Town. And this issue that we are tackling in tonight is the issue of falsehoods. What falsehoods are even all about? And today, you know, do we see falsehoods defining falsehoods? Do we see that? Falsehoods defining falsehoods. Do we see much of the times people coming in and really defining falsehoods in a way that, to an extent of a sort, continues to derail? Do we see that, you know, people saying we are addressing the injustices of falsehoods amongst ourselves, but you realize and see and find that actually the very same people are really nourishing the notion of deception. This is deception, derailments that we see amongst ourselves these days. What are they even all about? Professor, I need to start with you on this as to what falsehoods are all about, what they do, and today, what kind of falsehoods do we face? And if we say we are coming head on with these, what do we imply? It's something to look into there. And of course, also to say to ourselves, do we describe this quite well? Or have we gone on to describe this in a way that is deceptive in its own? Professor?
Thank you, Brother Ray, for the opportunity again. It is very important that we understand what falsehood is all about, because we might find ourselves doing things, thinking we are doing them in the name of the Lord, thinking that we are doing the right thing, and we have derailed from the truth of God. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 119 verse 163 that I hate and despise falsehood. I love your law. So in other words, anything that is false, it's those things that are not derived from the word of God, not derived from the precepts of God, not derived from the will of God. So in other words, these are the doctrines that we begin to adopt as coming from the devil, who is the father of lies, which is where falsehood is derived. So when God wants us to be aware of falsehood, he wants us to guard against the actions and behaviors, deception, also false doctrines and false beliefs that will take us away from him and from the word that he wants us to portray and to live by. I want us to read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 to 23. It says here, but you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have been, if you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This word says, but you have not so learned Christ. So it means whatever you learn from a specific source will derive a certain type of information. And when we have learned from Christ and we have learned him, we need to learn his character and who he is. And what we know from here is that he is the truth. As the Bible says, it says, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. It means when we learn Christ, we learn from him and we learn what he says. And what he teaches is the truth, because he is the truth. So in him is the truth only. And if we are aware that truth is in Christ, it means anything that is contrary or is coming from the contrary source other than Christ will become falsehood and will be lies. And what is it that we learn from Christ is that we need to put off concerning our former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt. Earlier on, we spoke about a falsehood as the conducts, actions, behaviors that we adopt based on the information. So falsehood, therefore, can be a learned trait or can be seen from what we do as the conduct that we begin to emulate based on the information that we have learned. So the learnings which come from knowledge sometimes, or which comes from demonstration of a certain life, will either give us the truthful life or the life that is false, which is where falsehood is derived. So at the end of the day, people are judged by what they do, and what is judged from what they do is information that was given to them, which is falsehood in some cases. And falsehood gives birth to corruption, which is what we are seeing happening in our daily life. When we see corruption happening day and night, we need to understand that it is because people have gotten information that was contrary to the truth. So they have been introduced to falsehood, and they adopted falsehood as their lifestyle, and this lifestyle gives birth to corruption. Unfortunately, corruption is more about our lust, is more about the deception that we have embraced. It has nothing to do with the newness of life, and this falsehood end up becoming a lifestyle of a person. It is very unfortunate, Brother Ray, that this falsehood end up teaching our children how to live. Our children end up adopting our lifestyle because they think sometimes the glamour that we portray, the lives that we are showing off, sometimes not coming from the Father, is the real life, which is what sometimes is bringing pain in my heart, that sometimes we emulate things that we have adopted from the society, not from the Word of God. And those who are looking unto us, they think that is the real life. If a life is not derived from the Lord, if the life is not attached from Yahushua HaMashiach, we must understand that that is a life that is lived in darkness, and it is a false portrayal of what life is really about. We fail to define what life is, and we end up defining life by things that we have. So the possessions that we have sometimes are deceiving people. They bring false impression of what is life. Life is more about the connection that we should have, and the connection that we have with Yahushua HaMashiach, the connection that we have with the Father through him who came and died for us. Not the glamour, not the cars, not fleshly things, not the mansions that we stay here in. These are all falsehood. These are just a false definition of what life is all about. So falsehood is vast and diverse depending on how it can be defined. But for us, if we have to define life in a true sense, we need to define life as the connection with the Father, so that we do not speak of life being the fleshy things that we are giving, fleshy things that we are living, fleshy things that we are possessing. These are all falsehood in relation to what life is all about. Life in God and life for God is lived in him and through him, so that we can be able to produce that life for others as well. So in other words, when Paul was speaking to Timothy in this case, he was saying, or when he was speaking to the church in Ephesus, he was telling them that you must know how you learned Christ. Christ is more about life and eternal life, not about fleshy things. Life is more about the conduct that you will live. So in learning Christ, who is the truth, we are learning seeing the reality and the real life. But other than that, everything else becomes false. Everything becomes a facade that we are making for ourselves. So we need to live a life that will be revealing the truth. If we are not revealing Christ, it means we are revealing a contrary God. And in that case, that life is away from him, and it is giving a depiction of a false life to those who still don't know the Father, of those who don't know Christ. So for us to be in him, we must shun away from things that are not having any source from Yahushua HaMashiach. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 20 says, O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. It means here, some of the things that we get entrusted with by whoever is giving that information, if it's not God, these are all profane and idle babblings that at the end of the day, they are taking us away from our faith, which is falsehood, which is things that we are made to believe and they are not from the Lord. And Timothy is being advised. Paul is saying here, Timothy, make sure that whatever was given to you, you hold with both your hands, and avoid every profane and idle babblings, because Paul understood that these things might end up taking him away from the truth, Yahushua HaMashiach, from the truth of who our God is, from the knowledge that he is supposed to hold on to. So things that are not true are always false, because they are not coming from God, and they are from the father of lies, the devil himself. So we must not acquaint ourselves with that knowledge, because that knowledge takes us away from the faith that we need to stick on. What we see, what we hear, what we hold dear to must be from the source of Yahushua HaMashiach. So he is the only truth. Anything else is falsehood. And God would want us to be in him and be the people who will portray him and reveal him by our lives based on what he has given to us as the knowledge of truth.
Mm. I hear you quite well, Professor. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. When we come back, let's bring the very same question to Baruch Yah.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events. At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the Broadcasting Code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 Media Moy, welcome back. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We are the best of friends, man. We are talking about falsehoods, the deceptions of the day, and how these have wormed their waves and their ways around believers, and how, to a great extent, many a believer had succumbed to these kinds of lies. And to a massive extent, these have been customized into what is known as the rhetoric of churches today, which is a sad part of it. You know, when I talk about this, you know, it just fills me with sadness. Baruch Yahu from Cape Town also is with us. We are going to be asking him the same question. What comes to mind, Malak, when we speak about the very aspect and notion of falsehoods today, how these are masquerading as fact and truth? We see these much of the times masquerading as fact and truth. Welcome, Malak.
Shalom. Shalom Rabbi Malak, Greetings to you and to your family. Shalom Rabbah to Professor Buisondes and the family. Also to the Radio Pulpit family, trusting that everyone is well. And also thanking each and everyone for taking time and in making this show their number one. They could have tuned anywhere else, but they chose to be part of this show. So therefore, we highly appreciate and we thank Abba Yahuwah for their lives too. Hallelujah. Tuda Rabba. Now, we're looking at the falsehood and the dealings of falsehood. Falsehood, we can look at it as maybe we can say not wrong opinions or mistakes, because it may be things that could be intentional, you know, and they not maybe, should I say, not from Abba Yahuwah. They corrupt the true knowledge of Abba Yahuwah. They lead people to idolatry, self-worship, false form of worship, and ultimately this separates the people from Abba Yahuwah. So a falsehood is some kind of a system, a teaching, a belief, or spirit, or practice that redefines Abba Yahuwah's character, and it makes him something that he's not. You know, the message is altered. The message of salvation is no longer what it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. So there are twists that are being put into the word, you know, as per how originally the scripture was. So which means we end up exalting men's ideas. We end up exalting their emotions, their traditions, above the word of Abba Yahuwah Elohim. So it would mean that it disguises evil as good. You know, that is what we can find in falsehood. So the book of Isaiah chapter number 5 verse 20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." So falsehood in our belief is something that is dangerous, because it looks spiritual, it sounds righteous, it feels right, but at the end, where does it lead? To death. So these are the things that we have to take note of. Another scripture that I kindly want to look at is the book of Proverbs 14, chapter number 12, which says, "There is a way that seems right to men, but its end is the way of death." So it's more like a veil. It's more a counterfeit light that pretends to offer the truth, but it hides bondage. So we feel trapped. We get to follow these leaders that starts these denominations. We get to follow their visions. You know, they come, they change the message. You know, you could look at, what is it, around 320 AD with Constantine, what happened in Nicaea, that they decided to change the Shabbat, to say, let's do away with the Shabbat. So, and they introduced Sunday worship, and that is how today we get to be worshiping Sunday. So you can see these are little examples of this falsehood, and many of us wouldn't be aware of such things, that the times have been changed, the calendar of man has been slided in, and we are following it, and you know, without a shadow of the doubt, we don't get to question. You know, when I speak of the calendar, we could actually make a nice example when it comes to people come from, I'll use the word Easter. So people come from Easter, and people celebrate it, what they call Good Friday. And many people would also ask, how come this Good Friday doesn't have a stable date like your Christmas would be on the 25th? right? Mm. That sometimes it's in April, sometimes it's in March, you know, what is happening. Now, people wouldn't know that it is rooted upon the moon. They look at the moon, and it is then how they would tell when this so-called Good Friday will be. Now you can see, when it suits them, they want to calculate using the moon. But again, when it suits them, they want to come and use the Gregorian calendar to come and to count. So that is now, can show us that there is some kind of falsehood in there. Hallelujah. So we as believers, we have to open our eyes to be able to seek that we don't fall into this veil, this counterfeit that the scripture is speaking about. Now, when we look at the scripture in the book of 2 Peter chapter number 2, verse 1 and 2, it says, but there were also false prophets amongst the people. And even as they were false teachers amongst you, who will secretly bring a destructive heresies, even denying the master Yahushai, who bought them and bring unto themselves a swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways because of whom the way of the truth will be blasphemed. So this now can show us that, and indeed we look on television televangelists have done have shared the word,
yeah,
that all the things that we have done or they make us to do are basically things of falsehood, where we've been made to sow money, where we've been made to touch TVs, whatsoever, you know. There's many things we can speak about, and this is now what Abaya or the scripture calls it, a blaspheme, because these people are false, and they are amongst you, and they are secret inside of us, meaning that we don't know who they are. They are these wolves in a sheepskin, and we think that they are part of us, but their intention is one. They want to bring this destruction unto us. So meaning that they are reapers, they are harvesters, harvesting souls, and for Hashatan, not to the kingdom of Abba Yahuwah, but to the opposite. Now, another scripture that I'm reminded of is the words that Yahusha speaks, right? That says, many will say, we prophesied in your name, we healed the sick. So, but he will say, depart from me, I do not know you. Mm. Why would you chase them away if they are people that are full of truth? We can be able to notice that they are not of the truth. Hence, he chases them away. So they came as if they are for the kingdom. So even when you look at countries, they are people that are spies. So these are spies, and they can get to be around us. We thinking that these are for us. These ones, look at, you know, they pushing Satan's agenda, but in a way that we don't get to notice, and we tend to believe whatever false teaching that they bring. And because also we may not be people that are reading scriptures, that are studying the word, we may not even be able to understand, because now they could come, but you're only human, you know, it's allowed to do this and that, you know, sometimes, you know, the flesh wants what it wants, and yeah, you know, there's just time where, you know, and they will make this sin to be glorified. You know, because now, you know, you'll feel that, because this is the prophet who's saying these words. So then it means, at least now I don't feel bad anymore. So we need to be very much careful when it comes to that. So, shalom.
Thank you so much, Mayach. I really appreciate, man. I really appreciate. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good and gracing you so much with his benevolence in a mighty way. We are talking about the very notion of falsehoods today, what these are all about, and some of the times the things that we had put on with regards to this. Man, I can tell you without a doubt, to a great extent, the notion of falsehoods has taken its form and fold upon the saints. We need to be careful.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Take Radio Pulpit wherever you go. Listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you great, man. And he's gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I now are the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Choose a live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much to Johan Els. Thank you for the guidance, man. Thank you for the benevolence. Thank you for the humility. Thank you for the precision, you know, when it comes to truthfulness. We really appreciate you. All right. Hanging out with Professor Buyi Sondezi and also my brother and friend, my Achi. And that is Barukia. Barukia is in Cape Town. Professor is in Johannesburg. I'm here in Pretoria. And of course, we are talking about falsehoods, what they are all about. And we are touching base on what falsehoods really bring. And to a great extent, falsehoods have been accepted. And they've become a way, you know, of teachings. And to a great extent, they've become naturalized into mainstream preaching. And this in itself has become a problem, especially for those who are supposed to be hearing the truth. Professor, welcome and greetings to you. I trust you are very well and the Father is doing you quite good. And we are touching base on this, the issue of falsehoods and what they are all about. And I say welcome.
Greetings, Brother Ray. I greet you and your beautiful family in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. I also greet Brother Baruch here and his family. I'm not going to forget the Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you very much, Brother Ray, for introducing this beautiful topic of falsehood so that we can understand what it is all about, that we may see when such things come into our disposal. So when we talk of falsehood, we talk of those things that do not conform with the Word of God, those things that are not truthful, those things that are deliberately twisted, that we may be deceived by them. It is a way way of sometimes misinterpreting things so that we can take those things that have been said at the time and not knowing that those things are not truthful. So falsehood becomes a way of deceiving people, taking them away from the truth of God. And we see this mostly in scriptures being portrayed as the twisting of the truth of Yahushua HaMashiach, the twisting of the message that the Father gives unto us. I'm quickly drawn to the very known scripture of Genesis chapter 3, where we find Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden having been told of what to do and what not to do. And the enemy comes to them with what they knew, but now having twisted that information. And when the information is twisted, it produces falsehood, because a person begins to act on what he's been now told and understand as a new information, which is an information that has been twisted. Remember, when we start reading in Genesis 3, let's start reading from verse 2, understanding that the snake was more cunning than any other animal in the Garden of Eden. Now we get into verse 2 that reads as follows. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Automatically, looking and reading this scripture, particularly this verse that says, "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." This is not the information that the Father gave to Adam and Eve when he gave them the instruction. But the beginning of the instruction looks almost similar, which is why Eve got to be deceived by what the enemy was saying. So she thought probably there is a part that she didn't understand well in the instruction of God when they were given an instruction. Because the Father said in Genesis 2, looking at verse 17, he said, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." This is what she heard, but now because the enemy wants to deceive, the enemy extend from the information that was given. So it means falsehood has part of truth in it, and a person who is hearing that part truth is now lured into the false by the addition of an information that was not in the initial instruction. So in other words, when we are about to understand what falsehood is all about, we must be aware that there is something that is in the fiber of what is being told as an instruction that is having a bit of truth in it. But now you find that the way in which this truth has to progress is no longer the truth that you were told. So we find falsehood coming into the way that we understand things. We also find a falsehood into the way that we see things. We remember when the enemy continued with Eve in terms of what they've been told as an instruction. When she looked into this fruit of the tree, the Bible tells us that the eyes found it desirable to look at it. And also this fruit was found desirable to be eaten. And it was supposedly going to give Eve a certain type of wisdom. So when we are lured into falsehood, we believe that things are going to be the way that we desire them. And all of that desire is obviously contrary to the truth of God. So falsehood is the twisting of the original knowledge and the original fiber of what God wants us to know, and it is twisted into the desire of the enemy so that the enemy can find grip in us, can find a loophole that will make us to to do things that he wants us to do. So these are the speakings. These are things that we see. These are things that satisfy our desires. But for now, I want us to look into what we are hearing, things that have been spoken, things that get twisted, things that get added and subtracted. At the end of the day, they produce falsehood. And this falsehood is not only about you knowing, but this falsehood desire and want you to act in a certain manner. Falsehood is not falsehood if it does not direct your conduct, if it does not tell you how to behave, if it does not change your character. These are the things that we see that change our way of doing things, that change our motives towards the word of God, that change our love for God, and make us desire things that are more than what God has wanted us to know about those particular things. So for this understanding to be grasped by believers will give us enlightenment and also the way of fighting these falsehoods, because we will begin to scrutinize every information that we are told, particularly if it's no longer coming directly from the scripture word for word, when it's being quoted by someone else. There are many things, Brother Ray, that get told to us, and some of them are no longer the way that they were originally given by God. Yes. And it means it's going to need us to go back to the scripture. Number two, it's going to need us to look into the Holy Spirit for him to download and to interpret and to reveal exactly what he wants us to know, because it is a twisting of the truth. It is a twisting of the sayings of God, where additions are being made to what God has said, and sometimes misinterpretations are given to some passages in the scripture. And when these misinterpretations are given to us, we find them fitting to our lifestyle, which is why sometimes we say, this looks better, this feels good, this sounds better, because it applies to the life that I live now. It applies to the time of life that I'm living at. So at the end of the day, it is a falsehood, because it is now trying to make you conform to the world, to conform to the times, to conform to what you would like to see happening in your life. So we need to guard against what we want over what God wants for our lives and about our lives. So some of the things that we want are not the things that God had planned for us. So these are the things that we must begin to weigh against the word of God, so that we are assured that these are not introducing us into false things. This is not falsehood. This is not things that are going to derail us from the word of God. So we must guard against what we hear. We must guard against the additions that are put in the word of God. We must guard against the subtractions as well. So while I'm in this scripture of Genesis 3, we must also guard against what we see, because what sometimes we see is not as they are. What we are putting our eyes to are the things that God wouldn't want us to gaze upon, because those things are changing our behavior. They are false things. And we must also remember this, Brother Ray, that the real things are not seen physically. Real things are spiritual things. They are discerned spiritually, yet known that God has them in the realms of the spirit. They can be downloaded when we apply our faith to them. So not everything that is physically seen are things of God. So hence we can begin to know that falsehood are things that can be made visible to us, and they are not genuinely as they are. And for us to know if they are really true and standing as God wants them to be seen or to be shown to us, we need to tap into the zone where God operates and begin to download the truth, so that we can fight against every falsehood, the falsehood of things that we hear, the falsehood of things that we see, and things that we desire with our bodies, emotions, and our feelings. At the end of the day, we find ourselves derailing from the word of the Father. Thank you very much, Brother Ray. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate, and we give the Father the glory. I'm going to bring this also to Parukia. You know, much of the times, falsehoods become acclimatized, or people acclimatize themselves to falsehoods. And this has been something that has been happening from time memorial, you know, my luck. From time memorial, these things have been going on, and something to look into. When we come back, let's hear your response on this.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.